But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Rob. How we doing, bud?
I'm well. You guys played right with Army early on, but then it kind of got away from you. 49-10 loss. As you've gone back and look at the game, just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, well, like you said, it definitely got away from us. It was close at the beginning, but we just didn't play consistently well enough to, you know, stop what they're doing on offense. Obviously, they ran the ball the whole day. They only looked like they were attempting three passes, but only one of them actually was thrown. The other one was a quarterback run, and the other one was a sack by our team. So when you play a team like that, you know they're going to be physical. You know they're going to be very disciplined, and you have to play near perfect in your assignment and those types of things, and you have to play consistent. And we had two turnovers, which hurt us in the second quarter. It was 7-7. They scored, we matched the score. We came down, they came down and got another score. We were about to match that one, or at least it appeared that we were, and then we got to the 30-yard line through an interception in the end zone. You know, so we lost points opportunity there. We held them to a three and out, got back down to the 32-yard line and threw an interception. So we got to do a better job protecting the ball. We got to do a better job staying on the field. The time of possession was almost equal. So in the first two games, the longest play from scrimmage we gave up on defense was 22 yards. They hit us with explosive plays. Eight of their plays went for almost 280 yards out of their 460. So their other 50 plays, had less yardage total than that. Those eight plays. So we got hit with explosive plays, didn't have enough of our own, lost a turnover battle, and didn't convert well enough on third down. So and then it got away from us in the second half, gave up a punt return. Our special teams played really well for the most part when you look at it, other than that one return. We didn't cover properly. We missed a tackle when we had an opportunity to knock it down in the open field, and the guy took it down the sideline. So 21 for Army's, very explosive, really good player. And we just need to do play a more complete game. But our guys didn't back down. I felt our team did play physical. We just, were out of position a couple times, which caused those big runs, and the turnovers hurt us in the red zone.
I know when we talked last week, you were concerned about that facing the triple option. When you see it full speed, how hard is that thing to stop?
Yeah, you know, you sometimes you get lost with where your eyes are going. You know, they ran some speed sweeps. I think we had an 11-game breakdown based on their two games this year and then what we looked at last year. And the speed sweep they hit us with a couple times, I think they ran it twice in that 11-game breakdown. I think they ran it three or four times in our game alone. So, just some things that you don't see every day. And regardless of, you know, who you're playing, your scout team and your practice prep, as you try to do it the best of your ability, but it's never going to be with the precision and the speed that your opponent's running, what it is they do for a living. And when you add the fact that it's something that you don't see regularly, it just makes it that much more challenging. So again, I thought our guys were physical, but sometimes, you know, we got two guys in one gap. That means one of the other gaps is open. And if they find that open gap, it could be a big play. And that cost us a few times.
Connor certainly made a ton of big plays for you over the first 3 weeks, but as you touched on, the interceptions, especially in the game Saturday, were big. As you've gone back and looked at some of those, were they situations where he made some bad reads or good defense? What's your assessment of what has happened in the last couple of weeks with those?
Well, the first one we had, he got flushed for a quick second. And he kind of moved to his right, but then came back into the middle of the pocket. If he didn't make that move to his right and was able to throw that ball a split second sooner, if he just was able to step up into the pocket, we had a guy in the end zone, and their safety, sprinted to the ball and made a great play on the ball in the end zone on the first one. The second one was a little underthrown. You know, he's rolling to his left, so he's on the move, right-handed guy sprinting to his left. But if he threw it to the pylon as opposed to throwing it to the wideout and let Pringle try to run to it, it's either going to be a completion for a touchdown or no one gets to it if he just put a little more air on it. So, but hey, Connor understands they were the right place to go with the ball. It wasn't a misread or anything like that. It was just a little bit of an underthrow and a little bit of a late throw. But Connor's, you know, he owns up to what he's doing out there, whether it's a positive play or a negative play. And it's his third start of his career. So, you know, week in and week out, we just got to help him, protect him a little bit. And he's just got to understand that he doesn't have to make the big play all the time. Just take what the defense has given you. And, you know, he's a mature guy. He's been with the system, been with the program for a long time. He understands what he needs to do and what he needs to work on.
Question for you from Steve Ellison. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Steve.
I'm curious what you see of Monmouth on film, particularly their offense, and what kind of challenges they might present.
Well, considering they have the leading passer, the leading rusher, and the leading scorer, all three different people in the offense, they got a lot of weapons. And none of the receivers are the leading receivers, so that means they have a lot of targets for Tony to get the ball to. I think our guys are watching, you know, as we're watching the film and getting into our breakdown yesterday and today, you know, personnel-wise, they're rolling 6-7 wideouts in there. You know, you got Jaden, who's leading the conference in rushing. You got Owen, who's leading the conference in scoring. So, you know, definitely challenges across the board. You got to defend both the run and the pass. And, you know, they're doing a great job putting the ball in the end zone and having a lot of different targets. So, you know, different than last week, you're focusing on one specific thing. Now you got to defend the whole field. And, you know, that's obviously a huge challenge regardless of who you're playing.
Terrific. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you,
Mark. Your next question from Terry Toohey. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, Terry. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, I know, you know, anytime you're playing up, one of your concerns is coming out healthy. Did you survive this Army game pretty well health-wise?
Well, we'll see. We got our center, Jake Picard, who hurt his elbow and didn't finish the second half, so he's getting looked at today. But we should get Colin Gamroth back, who was our original starting center and our captain. He practiced all last week. We just didn't feel he was game ready yet, conditioning wise, because, you know, it's the first week he went through a full week of practice. But, you know, with a second week of practice under his belt, we should get him back. Other than that, knock on wood and, you know, fingers crossed, I think we came out okay. You know, we'll see the guys tomorrow. Some of the guys, you know, come through today and watch film on their own and stuff on our day off. But as far as, you know, any other injury, we'll see who's in the red jersey tomorrow. As Coach Fleming just mentioned it, for non-contact on Tuesday. And hopefully that won't be a large number. But it looks like we, like I said, matched their physicality to the best of our ability. Just didn't play fundamentally sound well enough, consistently enough to, you know, have a better outcome for that particular game. So, and the one thing I will say, you know, Terry, you know, for whatever it's worth, I will say our alumni, I appreciate all our alumni and the full fan support that we had, as well as student buses, because when you looked at their attendance against UTSA, their first home game, they had 23,000. This past week, they had 32,000. So Villanova showed up in full force. So I am appreciative of that. I wish we could have, you know, had a little bit more competitive game for our fans that did travel up to West Point.
You touched on this a little bit, about the challenge for your defense going from an offense that you rarely see to one where you that spreads the field. I mean, that's not an easy turnaround.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's something you see more regularly, more frequently, you know, defending us in spring, defending us in preseason when you're going good on good. It's just more, I guess, for lack of a better term, more of a conventional offense, you know, not that they don't have their own schemes and things that are going to do. And they do spread the ball around and they have a lot of weapons and a lot of people on both sides of the ball. They're very athletic and, you know, fly to the football. So, yes, it is going to be challenging because you have to defend everything, but it is something you will see on a week-to-week basis as a something that you hardly ever see unless you play one of them triple option teams, which we really don't, you know, year in and year out.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Terry.
Mark, before I let you go, you guys are the defending CAA champions, and you get to start conference play on Saturday against Monmouth. What do you feel like what have you learned most about your team over these first 3 weeks that'll help you as you head into CAA play?
What we've learned about the team so far is we're a pretty tight unit, even though we have a lot of new faces. We have a third of our team that hasn't played here before, whether they're incoming freshmen or some of the grad transfer we have, but they seem to be a group that, you know, is pulling for each other, rooting for each other and getting along great. So we've seen that. We just got to play more consistent football. We just got to play. You can't drive the field and then turn it over in the red zone. You can't give up the big chunk plays. I mean, it might happen here and there, but you can't, you know, have more than half of a team's offense against you come in a handful of plays. And we need to stay on the field on third down and get off the field on defense on third down. So, you know, definitely room for improvement. We have made strides. We're just not where we need to be yet from a four quarter full game. And there's no better place to start than when you start heading into league play. So hopefully we'll be able to put something together this week versus Monmouth.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time today and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.